Matt picked up the nearest book. It was a small leather-bound journal, written in faded ink, and in a language he didn't recognize. "You said you'd made good progress," he prompted. He put the book down again and gave Robin his full attention. As she spoke, the tiredness seemed to slip away, and soon her deep blue eyes were shining with enthusiasm and energy. "Henri Saville vowed to retrieve the treasure after it was taken by the Turks," she said. "Yeah, we sort of figured that yesterday. We thought maybe he was in Nice when the city fell to get the treasure back from Barbarossa or something."
"That's right. Saville thought, we assume, that Barbarossa had taken it, and it seems that Saville was successful, that he found the treasure again. There is the fact that you discovered he was on Malta in 1565. Your father also found an entry in a journal kept by one of the knights that mentions his arrival."
Robin pulled the little laptop towards her and paged through several documents, looking for the one she wanted.
"Here we are. See."
She read from the screen, running her finger under the text as she did so. "Henri Saville, of this order, arrived yesterday, and with him brought a great gift, the value of which cannot be overstated." "That's in Latin," Matt pointed out.
"So?"
"So you read Latin?"
"Obviously. I'm good at languages. I have a good teacher."
"Where do you go to school?" Matt wondered. He doubted it was nearby, and anyway, the state schools hadn't broken up yet.
"Does it matter?"
"Sorry, go on. Henri Saville brought a great gift to Malta. No prizes for guessing what it might be, right?"
"Right. Then Saville isn't mentioned again, but his gift is, or at least your father assumed that it was his gift."
She closed the file on the laptop and opened another one.
"Here are his notes. He believes that the reference in 1568 to certain divers' papers and artifacts that were taken from Malta for safekeeping refers to Saville's gift, to the treasure."
"And why does he think that?"
"You tell me. But assuming he is right, it was taken with a group of the knights who left to found another center for the order. We aren't told who went, but your father discovered a sort of roll call for all the remaining knights taken 2 years later in 1570.
She sounded excited, and Matt was finding himself caught up in her enthusiasm.
"Of course," he said. "So we can compare the list of who was left with the list of who was at the siege in 1565, and that will tell us who's gone off in that time." "That's right. And Saville is not included in the later list. But before you get too carried away, that doesn't mean he went off with these knights to some other center, or even if he did, that the treasure went too. It just means he was no longer there. He could have left for some other reason, or even died in the meantime. Or the list might not be complete. We just don't know."
"But it's something, isn't it?" Matt said, trying not to get disappointed. "It's a possibility." Robin nodded.
"And one that your father took to be a probability. He followed it up quite vigorously and found several mentions of a group of wandering hospitalers at various times and places across Europe. He even drew a map. Look."
She dug round in the papers on the table and eventually extricated a sheet of modern paper with a map of Europe on it.
"I printed it out, complete with your father's estimates of the routes they might have taken.